if you have a large wooden container for holding water or milk or something, what do you call that? Like
big, called a water bucket.
How about if it's metal? What do you call it then?
What do you call it? Still called a water bucket. If it was
water bucket.
If you were using water in it.
What do you call a heavy iron pan that's used for frying things in?
Frying pan?
Okay, like in the sink in the kitchen, you know, like in there, when you turn on the water, what do you call the little thing the water comes pouring out?
Spigot.
Spigot.
Water spigot.
How about, you know, if it's in a barrel, like a beer barrel or something, what do you call the thing that the water comes out there?
It'll still be a spigot.
Still be a spigot. How about in your yard or garden, you know, like on the side of your house, what do you call
that?
That
would be a water spigot.
That would be a water spigot. Okay, what do you call a paper container that you take your groceries home in from the grocery store?
Paper bag.
How about a large bag that's made out of some sort of cloth that's woven real loose, real coarse? Sometimes you get potatoes in them or something like that.
Bag and sack.
Pack and sack.
Bag and sack.
Bag and sack. What do you call an instrument, you know, you play with your mouth that, you know, a lot of sort of hillbilly bands use them, that you blow on? You know what I'm talking about?
A horn.
No, it looks sort of like this. You know,
Juice harp.
How about a little thing you hold between your teeth and you pick it, you know, it'll thang, thang. Have you ever heard of one of those? Never heard one of those? What do you call an instrument that holds boards for sawing, you know, that used by a carpenter, like a man's outside sawing a board and he rests his board on something to saw it? Do you have any name for that?
That's a saw, hand saw.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment? You know, it has a little V in the middle and one kid sits on the other one end and one kid sits on the other end and they go swinging back and forth like that. You know what I'm talking about? Looks sort of like that.
Yeah, but I don't know what the name of it, but I've seen it.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round like you might have in your backyard? The kids swing round and round. You call
what
that?
What do you call a merry-go-round?
Merry-go-round. What do you call a piece of stone that you sharpen knives on back and forth, like your kitchen knife or something like that? You don't have any
a rock? Oh, it's a rock. That's all I know is a rock go around with your grind. No.
What do you call a bed that you make on the floor? Like somebody comes spend the night with you and you just make a bed?
Pallet.
Pallet.
That's pallet on the floor.
What do you call the low ground in a river valley? You know, you have maybe a mountain on each side, then where the river runs, you have low ground on either side. You know, you have any
name? I would call it a deep hole. That's what I would call it.
What do you call a road paved with concrete?
I'd call it a pavement road.
And how about a road paved with asphalt, you know, like that runs out in front of there, the black stuff, you know?
I would call it tar on it.
What do you call a grass strip between the sidewalk and the street? You know, sometime when you go into the town, there'd be a street running here, and there'll be a little bit of grass, and then you have a sidewalk there. Do you have any special name for that? What do you call the ditch by the side of a road in level country? You know, like a lot of times there'd be a ditch between the road and the yard coming out here. Would you call that anything?
Call it a ditch. That's called a ditch. I like it. Call it a ditch.